You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Ahead of International Volunteer Managers Day, which falls on the 5th of November, we're going to talk about the important work of RNIB volunteers and the incredible difference they make on the lives of blind and partially sighted people. Joining us now is Malachy McGill, a BACP accredited counsellor and volunteer mentor with RNIB's counselling and wellbeing team. It's really nice chatting with you today, Malachy.
Thank you, Paulina. Hello.
Tell us about your experience as a volunteer. What did you do and why did you decide to give your time in this way?
Well, I had been a qualified accredited counsellor for some years back in 2012. And at that point, I decided to join the RNIB. I have got sight loss. I've been diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa and had lived with sight loss for quite a few years at that point back in 2012 when I first joined the RNIB. And I was interested in working with that client group, people who live with sight loss, and felt that given my professional and personal experience, I had something to offer.
And what was the first role you started in when you started volunteering?
It was as a volunteer counsellor.
And you chose that service specifically. Part of it is obviously your own professional background. But why do you think the counselling service is so important that RNIB provides it?
I think it's crucial. I think it's a crucial service. We live in what is really a sighted world, and people who acquire sight loss are faced with many, many challenges. Accessibility, being misunderstood, prejudice, discrimination, all these things people are suddenly confronted with. It can be very difficult to deal with that, to manage that, especially if it's a sudden sight loss. It's all new. And there's a lot of barriers to try to get around, and it can be very confusing, very frightening. It can be traumatic for people going through sight loss. So counselling, I think, is crucial to help people get around that, to manage that, but also to let them know they're not on their own. The counselling that we provide at the RNIB, at the Counselling Wellbeing Team, there's much focus on what we call the person-centred approach, which is very much client-led. It's non-directive. And just for someone to be faced with sight loss, for their voice to be heard, for them to be respected, for them to be taken seriously, that can be sometimes literally a lifesaver for that person. To be understood.
You sound like you're coming from personal experience here, and I know you have personal experience with sight loss, but is counseling something you have used personally to support your well-being when you were going through your journey?
Not at the time, funnily enough. When I was going through the early stages, following my diagnosis of retinitis pigmentosa, no, I didn't access counseling. And look, at that point, looking back at it, it probably would have been very useful for me at that point in my life. I have accessed counselling and therapy as part of my training. It's necessary to have your own personal therapy while you're receiving training as a counsellor. So I have accessed therapy and counselling in the past, but not while I was going through the early stages of retinitis pigmentosa. Yeah, it could have been very useful for me to have done it at that point.
And what role do volunteers play when it comes to delivering the counselling service?
Well, the volunteers here at the RNIB, some volunteers are already qualified, as I was when I became a volunteer. Most aren't. Most are actually working towards qualification. So they're trainees, but they're getting close towards the end of their training. They provide a crucial role in providing counselling for clients. Some of the volunteers have got sight loss, some haven't, but they provide a very necessary and very, very useful service for people who need counselling or seek counselling at this point when, as I said earlier, are confronted with something new and something very frightening, that being sight loss.
So obviously it's such an essential service, and you came into it as a volunteer. Now you're a volunteer manager. What do you enjoy about this role?
I absolutely love it. Love mentoring the volunteer counsellors, helping them if there's a difficulty or a challenge, or just speaking with the volunteers. And I suppose if there's a difficulty or a challenge for the volunteer, talking through that, quite often the volunteer counsellor comes up with their own solution. It's just a matter of talking it through to another person. It's a little bit like counselling. The client has the answers within themselves, but something it just needs to be talked through for that ping moment to occur when they realise that they've had the answer inside themselves all along, but it comes out through a conversation. So working with the volunteer counsellors can be something similar. But just was it get a buzz out of working with the volunteer counsellors in enabling them to work with the clients. It's a knock-on effect of enabling the volunteer counsellors in providing a very useful, crucial service for the clients. So it's yes, I help the volunteer counsellors and they help the clients. Really, it's all about how sight loss can be best managed in the society we live in. As I said earlier, it can be a huge challenge, especially in the early stages. So it's enabling the counsellor to work effectively with the clients.
And I guess, as you said, it's a person-centered approach. And I think as much as that applies to supporting someone who's going through sight loss, you want the volunteer counselor to also take their own personal approach, to be their own person and to kind of find how it is that they work as a counselor with each client.
Yeah, and each of us as counselors, we have our training, but we all find our own way of working. We settle down into our own way of working. And it's very much about being non-directive in relation to the client. It's about hearing the client. You know, for example, my sight condition is retinitis pigmentosa, and, you know, RP for short. I've worked with a lot of clients who have got RP, but they're not me and I'm not them. So I might think, well, I've got all the answers because I've got RP. I know all about RP. No, I don't. I only know about RP in relation to me. So it's about the importance of being quiet, listening to the client and what their experience of RP is. Now, I've got my own experience, which can be useful, but still that's the important part of hearing the client and what their experience of their sight condition is, and about not being directive, about how the client can find the power within themselves to take control of their own lives. And I like to think of it as walking alongside the client. I'm not leading the client. I'm not taking them anywhere. It's where they want to go. I'm walking alongside them on their journey to enable them. And then it's when the job is done, wishing them all the very best and they can get on with their lives.
I love that approach. It's very much about helping them regain the confidence and also take ownership of their life again.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what it's about.
Well, how has the role of volunteers grown over the years?
When I first began in 2012, there were something like 3 volunteers. I think I was number 3. I was the third one. Now we're aiming to get up to 42. And I think there's about 30 working volunteers at the moment. Now, it might be a bit more than that, actually, but it's about 30, I think, the last figure I heard. These are volunteers who are working with 3 clients weekly and another one-off session per week as well. So they do 4 client sessions per week, each of those volunteers. So you can see how important that is, see how crucial that is for the service and for the people out there who live with sight loss. So it's grown enormously over the last 10, 12 years.
Malachy, well, it sounds like such an important service. I'm glad to see that it's continuing to grow and support people going through sight loss at different stages of that journey that they are. And do you have any, I guess, final advice you would like to share with someone who's maybe at the beginning of that journey? They've recently received their diagnosis and they're struggling.
Regardless of what stage of the journey an individual may be positioned, certainly in my experience, personal and professional, it's usually good to speak to another person. And we offer up to 8 telephone counselling sessions. Some clients, you know, need and are glad of all 8 sessions. Some clients only want 2 or 3 sessions, and that's all they might need. They might only need a one-off session. But what I want to say and make it very clear is, if you're perhaps confused, scared, uncertain by your sight loss, don't suffer in silence. Talk to another human being. And all the counsellors at our service, we're experienced in working with people with sight loss. Some have got personal experience of sight loss. I think looking back to my early years of RP, I think I could have done with talking to a person at that point. It would have helped me a lot. So, yeah, you know where we are. more than happy to work with you. It may be useful for you to talk to a person about what you're going through.
Well, Malachy McGeown, thank you so much for talking to us today on RNIB Connect Radio.
Absolute pleasure, Paulina. Thank you very much.
And of course, if you're listening to this conversation and you would like to reach out to the counselling and wellbeing team, you can do that via the RNIB helpline. Now, the number for the helpline is 0303 123 9999, or you can also drop them an email. It's helpline@rnib.org.uk.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.